Simin Tofrish Ayin Veis, Zman Hadlokas Ner Chanukah. So we start off describing when exactly is the Zman of Hadlokas Ner Chanukah. So the first shit he brings is that it's Tseisa Kechavim, and Achila one should not do any later. However, some say that the Zman is actually earlier than that. It's about a quarter of an hour before Tseisa Kechavim. Okay, so these are two different shittas. Now, those who normally during the week are noyeg to daven mariv bizmanoi immediately after Tseisa Kechavim, then how should they practice on Chanukah? So what they should do l'chechila on Chanukah is they should light a little bit before Tseisa Kechavim. So they should be lighting just before mariv, and they should make sure though to put enough oil in their neiris that it can last for half an hour after Tseisa Kechavim. And that was taken the minig of the Gra. He would light just before Tseisa Kechavim, daven mariv at Tseisa Kechavim, but making sure that the lights would remain light for half an hour after Tseisa. Now, if a person who normally davens at mariv at Tseisa and is not yet lit by Tseisa, then he should daven mariv first and then light. Okay, so those are the two first shittas. At Nacht, or a quarter before Nacht, and how that relates to Mariv. However, there are those that say that the lock is actually the time of Shkia, meaning when the sun dips below the horizon. And even those who are always knowing to light immediately after Mariv, still the correct thing to do is that they should prepare the oil, prepare the neiros before Mariv, in order that when they get back from Mariv, they'll be able to light immediately. Because otherwise, there's a worry that they might have a Mariv, come back, and then they'll end up only lighting more than half hour after Tseisa Kechavim, which is the Ikar Zaman of Hadlaka. A person should not be lighting before Shkia, except for Erev Shabbos. Now, those who are noyig to light at Tseis or a quarter of an hour before Tseis, which was the first shit as we mentioned beforehand, then they can, if when need be, they can light a little bit earlier. They can light half an hour before Tseis Kechavim. And in fact, a person who has a reason for it, he can even light earlier on, b'shas adchak, he can light already all the way from Plag HaMincha, which is an hour and a quarter before Tseisa Kechavim. So when absolutely need be, people can light from Plag HaMincha, when absolutely need be. However, first of all, this hour and a quarter before Tseisa is worked out according to Shai Smanius. However, either way, whenever you light, you're going to make sure that the amount of oil you put in we must be able to remain alight for another half an hour after Tseisa Kechavim. And that means that it'll be a light. It has to be a light, really, for if you're lighting, you know, bang on plaque, which is the earliest, or just a minute after plaque, which is the earliest, then it means it's going to be a light for 1¾ hours about. And during that entire time, you should not be using the light for anything. If it goes out before Tseisa Kechavim, and it's during the week, so a person's lit from plague time, let's say, because it was an absolute need be. It was an emergency, and now it's gone out before Tseisa Kechavim, and he now is able to relight it. Then he has to relight it, but he should be relighting without bracha. If he's lighting, let's say, a minute after plague, because it's an emergency, but only puts in oil for so that it can light for half an hour, like it does every day, then that's no good, because it's got to be enough oil that it can light for half an hour after Tseisa Kechavim. So in that situation, he should put it out and light again without a bracha. And if a person lights before Plag HaMincha, for whatever reason it is, even if it's the biggest emergency, he's not yetzin, he needs to put it out and start again.